Genesis 1 is initially the creation of the world. It discusses the creation story from the sky to the soil. It explains how God created everything on this broad spectrum, which we call universe. In this podcast, I will be discussing the power of God and how he created the world. Right at the beginning of the Bible in Genesis 1, it talks about evolution, describing the Christians' beliefs in detail. It began with nothing. We are told this with no insight or explanation, but just that it began with nothing. The first chapter in the Christian Bible introduced is God, as the Bible explains that he is the only being on the world at this point. We are not told any more information about him. Then we see a dynamic growth in details and explanations throughout the Bible. When we read about the creation, we are also told that God just has to say ... and it would have an immediate appearance. So we discover that this being, with barely any introduction, can create the world and more by just saying ... and end up being our saviour and phenomenon. Other religious stories and scientific theories exist, but as Christians, we believe that our creation story is how the universe was made. In the literally translation, the most repetition used is Elohim, which is the name of God in the Hebrew Bible. In this version that I'm reading, the first two verses in Genesis 1 are dedicated to describing the creation outcome using language and elements through the whole chapter. In most versions of the Bible, they use the phrase "let there be" or just "let" when they're talking about God creating the world and different sections. In the version I am reading from, I have learnt that repeated numerously is "and there was evening and there was morning," which is used to show that there was day or time had passed between the different parts of the evolution. The technique of repetition was used regularly in the Bible, and another piece I found was the word "good" made and said. In this chapter, we are told about five different elements of the universe which God creates, such as light, separation of water from skies, vegetation, moon, sun, stars, planets, and all creatures. The power of God is strong enough to create what surrounds us this day. His power is undeniably considered as an enchantment or fantasy. But we still believe this because God is so amazingly and exceptionally worthy, and we know this because he is the Messiah. He is worthy and congratulated for everything he did and will do because it's what he deserves. The impact that Genesis 1 has on me is surprise that he did that. The first man or being on earth did that to go on to become our saviour, father and leader and sacrifice himself for us. That just shows how much he cared about the things he made. When we take a further and closer look at it, you will notice that he saw that it was good, which is used numerously in this chapter, meaning that he was pleased with the creations and would want to keep it as perfect as it is when it first appeared. He would look after the world because of this and always has. He had or has the power, and he felt that he had or has and will carry on to keep everything in order that he created, so it would remain how he specifically made it. At the end of Genesis 1, in most versions, including my own, it says sixth day, which means that there is still more to make by sort of showing us the first part of Genesis 2. This means that we can predict that it will be discussing other sections of the creation story. We can also predict that this first figure we meet will gain even more importance and a very repetitive mention throughout. The creation story can be thought of as a jigsaw puzzle, which is gradually being built. When we take a look out a window, you will see natural nature and structured buildings. We see the beauty and reality. God created everything, but you're probably thinking he didn't because humans invented major platforms like technology. However, as we discover in Genesis 2, God also created humans. So the evolution of everything was made by God. When we are on holiday and we see famous pieces of architecture, we think, wow, he created that, and I emphasise he. Only one being. To summarise what I have said, it would begin with discussing the different sources of repetition and the meaningfulness behind it. Predictions would be mentioned, as they were in this podcast. I would like to include power and how much this being contains. Concluding how to end this is introducing the next chapter, Genesis 2. To conclude this podcast, I would like to say thank you for listening to my points and opinions on Genesis 1, and I hope it helped your understanding. Have a brilliant summer. Do not forget to listen to others once published to discover more of my opinions. Soon I will be doing a podcast on the end of the creation story and the temptation story. Bye, have a brilliant day, and I hope you've enjoyed this podcast.